Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Geek Culture Congress, Free Comic Book Day edition. Welcome, I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I am accompanied by Mr. Randall Armstrong himself from Blank Variant Comics. How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. We're going to talk a little bit about Free Comic Book Day, which a lot of people don't even understand what Free Comic Book Day is. I was like talking to people and trying to explain, like, hey, man, you know, it's Free Comic Book Day Saturday, you know, like, especially the people I know that got kids and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And everybody looks at me like, what? Like, what is that? So, in a nutshell, without, you know, putting people to sleep, why don't you explain to the people who don't know, should I say, or are not in the know, what Free Comic Book Day is, real quick.
Yeah, for people who aren't familiar with Free Comic Book Day, Free Comic Book Day is the, for all comic book retailers, comic book stores, comic book fans, it's the biggest day of the year. Basically, there's like select comic books from various publishers that they make specifically just for this event, just for this day. A lot of people think, you know, oh, is it any comic book that I can get that's free?
Right.
The short answer is no. No, it's not any comic book that you
unless,
can pick.
Unless you're at at a really good comic book store that's just trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to be a millionaire. It doesn't work that way. No. There's that's just funny. Only select comic books. They make these select comic books every year for Free Comic Book Day. Free Comic Book Day, maybe the reason many people still haven't heard about it is also it's still fairly new. It's been around at least for about 10 years now, I think, 10, 15 years. And so, I mean, comic books have been around since the 1930s, you know, so almost 100 years now. And so, yeah, this is still kind of fair.
I haven't really thought about it like that. Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Same thing, same thing with comic book grading, still kind of fairly new in the in this industry.
Right.
But, yeah, Free Comic Book Day is great for people to just, for all ages. It's not just for kids. There's a lot of books to select from that, you know, people can kind of just pick up, read if they like what they read, because they're essentially just samples, short stories. If they like what they read, then they can inquire and they can ask the comic book shop owners, like, hey, where can I continue reading this?
Right.
You know, and then it's up to the retailers, it's up to the comic book store owners and the employees for them to kind of give them that information and say, hey, you know, this is what follows up after that, or, you know, if you like that, here's another book to recommend. And the smart thing is a lot of retailers will take this opportunity, this event, to kind of just promote other products in their store and really just try to drive people and create new fans.
Right. Get people on their products, on their what they're pushing out there.
Absolutely. I mean, traditionally, comic book films are huge, so it's usually the first week of May that a comic book film will come out, like a big superhero blockbuster. So, of course, we just had the Avengers Endgame, which
yes,
Thanos, you know, they actually bumped that movie up early. It was supposed to come out roughly around the weekend of Free Comic Book Day, but they bumped it up early, so people have plenty of time to go see that movie 2-3 times, and then on this weekend they can actually go and into their local comic book store or any participating location and kind of just check out some of these comics, you know. Cool information to point out also.
Mm-hmm.
This Saturday, Fathom Events is hosting the 1989 Batman film is being released.
Wow.
On Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
And it just so happens that Free Comic Book Day is on May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also known as May the 4th Be With You.
That's right.
Considered also a Star Wars day as well. It's a huge, huge day this weekend.
Yeah,
this
and it's before Cinco de Mayo, so it's just, you know.
Then you have Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, the next day, so it's just, it's crazy.
You get your comics on Saturday, and then you go drinking on your...
yeah, it's crazy. All right, so let's talk about what's going to be available Free Comic Book Day for anybody who wants to jump on or sample anything new, right? So that's what really Free Comic Book Day is all about. They get to sample something new, right? Brand new?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot to choose from. Again, for people who aren't familiar with comics, there are at least a dozen different publishers that are out there. And so a lot of these publishers are putting out, you know, these free comic books. And one thing I do want to point out too, a lot of people don't know this, but each comic book store retailer actually pays for these books.
Wow.
They pay for these books to give out for free. So they are free to the public, but I hope that, you know, people who go in there and they pick up these books, they realize that comic book store businesses are actually investing this money to really kind of just hand out to the people, the community, and also draw people in and have a good time. So not many people know that. They just think that publishers make these comic books and they hand them to the comic book store owners.
Yeah, you would think they. I thought that's what it was. I thought it was like a, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
they,
that's wow.
Like good deals on those books. Like a lot of these books are like 10 cents a piece, 15 cents.
Okay. All right. So it's something.
Yeah. You know, you don't have retailers paying, you know, over $1,000. Well, some of them actually probably do pay $1,000 because mm-hmm. they order a lot for their mm-hmm. store. But like you have people that are maybe paying like a couple hundred dollars, few hundred dollars to bring these books into the store to hand out to the community.
All right.
So
cool.
That's one thing I always try to point out to people is that, you know, maybe if you have the opportunity, go to your local comic book store shop owner or employee and just say, hey, thank you for hosting Free Comic Book Day. Thank you for having this here for the people and for the community. Now, as far as like what's coming out, like there's a dozen different publishers. Of course, the top two publishers are Marvel and DC.
Right.
Marvel will actually have a nice a couple titles, I believe. One in particular will be a Spider-Man type title. I believe it's a beginning of they're promoting their new big story arc, which is the Absolute Carnage.
Mm.
Some are referring this storyline as maybe a sequel to Maximum Carnage.
I think I found it. Yeah. So it's yeah. Yeah, it's got a the cover's got a crazy a Carnage on it, like a
yeah.
Now he's like looking all crazy, and it
oh,
looks
yeah.
like Miles Morales Spider-Man and Peter Parker Spider-Man are having some words on the front.
Yeah. What's great about this is that Donnie Cates, who has been writing Venom, who is like one of the top writers at Marvel right now, mm-hmm. fantastic writer. He's headlining this, you know, and this is going to be a major story to look for and get into and reading, especially if you're a Spider-Man fan, especially if you're a Venom fan and Carnage fan.
Oh, okay.
So look out for that in your local comic book stores. For people who are collectors and who like to sell comic books, and this is a book that's probably like a lot of sellers are looking at. And looking to maybe buy, you know, several copies of and turn around and flip them and sell them. So this is
interesting.
Yeah, definitely something to keep their eye on. Yeah, especially like, you know, if you've seen the movie Venom and you've watched the after credit scene, spoiler alert, Woody Harrelson is Carnage. Carnage, he's set up to be the villain for the sequel to Venom.
That's right.
So I think with the comic books doing Absolute Carnage now, they're kind of like setting everything up for next year.
Very cool.
Especially with the, because I believe it, the sequel is coming out next year, I believe. There's that with Marvel. Now, it wasn't with the line of the Free Comic Book Day, but I believe a lot of retailers will be giving this book out for free,
okay.
Even though it has a 25-cent price tag on it.
Inflation, right?
Right.
I hope it's a really thick book.
No. But it looks awesome. I mean, like,
oh, okay.
Some of DC's top creators are actually working on this 25-cent issue.
Okay.
I know these are one of the books that I will be giving out for Free Comic Book Day.
Very cool.
It's called DC Year of the Villains. One of the things that people, I think, really like about DC Comics is that they have some of the best villains. Especially like Batman's villains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is Scott Snyder, who's working on the story. We're talking like elements and aftermath of his recent big crossover, which was the Dark Knight's Metal, which was out last year.
Oh, I don't even find it on the page here. I'm scrolling here to try to find it. Show everybody that's watching the show. I can't find it on their on the official
it's
website.
It's not actual Free Comic Book Day.
Ah, okay.
Lineup of book. It's not
it's
part
just
of
something
it.
That DC did.
Something that DC did, absolutely.
Ah, very cool. Okay,
But the reason I mention this also is because not all comic book stores will be doing it. Maybe some comic book stores will be doing it. But because of the price tag of 25 cents, I do believe you might be able to find this issue being given out for free at your local comic book store. So, and that's definitely like one of the top ones to get. If your comic book store is giving that issue away, worst case scenario, it's only 25 cents.
So get it.
It's one of the best books to get right now.
Okay, cool.
It's just the beginning of this major storyline, which continues in the Justice League comics that Scott Snyder is writing. And it will also have tie-ins. It should actually, I believe, at the back of the book will show you the list of all the tie-ins for the story arc. If you want to get the complete crossover event, all the different issues and stuff like that, that's the book to look for. Then you have other publishers. One in particular I like to mention is Boom.
Yes. Boom Studios. Boom Studios. They do Power Rangers and stuff, right?
Yes. Well, I don't believe they're doing anything with Power Rangers on this free comic book day. I think they're actually focusing on, because they just recently came out with the Buffy the Vampire Slayer comic. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is a cult hit.
Yes, television. It is. Yeah.
I watched it when it originally premiered. I watched, you know, all through the years when it was on television. Great series. Love the comics. So before Dark Horse Comics had the rights, now it's Boom. And so they're promoting both Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly, which are both properties that were created by Joss Whedon. And if you don't know who Joss Whedon is, it is directed the first Avengers film.
That's right.
First two, actually. So I forgot about that. Let's see.
Can I find it? I don't know. I can't find their issue either, but it's fine. But it might not be part of the actual thing, too. It might just be Boom's thing, right? So quick question before you continue. Some of the publishers just do their own thing apart from the Free Comic Book Day program?
I would say very few. Very few.
Okay.
DC decided to kind of do their own thing.
Right.
Because usually there's an actual list of everything that's coming out that's officially part of Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
And DC kind of just timed it perfectly where hey, Free Comic Book Day, let's go ahead and do this series. And even though it's got a 25 cent price tag on it, I do believe because generally all the comic books that the people are ordering through Free Comic Book Day,
right,
basically the same price tag as getting that book. So I wouldn't be surprised if publishers are handing them out for free. Comic book stores are handing them out for free. Some will, I can't guarantee that all comic book stores will do that. You know, you might have your other comic book stores that are like, nope, 25 cents.
I would have blamed
them. Oh, yeah. But as far as Boom should be on the list. It should be on the list.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too fast. Oh, Whedonverse. That's the one. The Whedonverse.
Whedonverse. Yeah, there you go.
I got it up now for everybody to see. So as soon as you see that, it's a yellow cover. It's got a little Firefly and a Buffy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The same time on it. Yeah. Looks pretty dope.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So that's, some of the top ones I think, people are going to be looking for. Okay. You have other independent publishers and, over a dozen different kinds. If you have the opportunity, I know people that like to kind of go, hunting. They like to go hunting for all the different issues.
Right.
Easter egg hunting, basically, right?
Yeah.
And what they do is, because some stores they limit, some stores will limit and say you can only get two or three per person.
Right, three or just four, something like that.
Yeah, just so it gives opportunity for other people to get some of the copies.
Right.
Because you never know with the crowd of people that shows up to these stores. And also you never know how many books a store orders. They could fly out within the first couple hours that the store opens, or they might have enough just to kind of get by for the whole first day. So also that's another thing I would like to mention to people is like, if this is your first time trying your comic book day, try to get to your comic book stores as early as possible because they are not guaranteed to be in stock.
That's right.
You know, 100, 200 people can get in front of you and each of them are picking up 2-3 copies each. And then before you know it, the copy of the book that you were interested in getting, not available. And then that's when you have to kind of go to another comic. Thankfully, Florida has a lot of comic book stores.
I think every comic book store is pretty much doing it. Any notable one, every notable one, I should say, is doing something for a free comic book day. It's kind of like Black Friday for comic book stores.
Almost. Like I said, it's the biggest day of the year. I don't know. I know there is another similar event called Halloween Comic Fest, and that's usually around October. That is also more recent. That's only been around for like maybe 5-6 years, I think. And it's still around. So that means that it's doing, I think, fairly well for them to continue keep doing Halloween Comic Fest. I still don't think it's as big as Free Comic Book Day. But I think it's getting there. I think it's getting there in time. Because everybody loves Halloween. So, like, you know, another reason to kind of like, you know, hey, let's go stop at the comic book store and get some free comics.
That's true. That's true. So anything else notable that you want to talk about that might be available for Free Comic Book Day as well?
You know what? I'm gonna mention DC again because I do have one title that's on the list of Free Comic Book Day. I forget the name of it, but like the cool thing that DC is starting to do now is they have two different imprints called DC Zoom and DC Ink. One particular imprint is to focus on the teen audience of readers, and then the other one is supposed to focus on children, the kids, more kid-friendly stories. And they're actually recruiting actual like book writers and authors that are known for working in that kind of audience of that generation of young readers. And so now they're kind of jumping on and they're using these iconic characters that that DC has, and they're now making them into, like, you know, like the Free Comic Book Day is more of the issue that they're doing is more of a sampler, but they're released as actual like short, small graphic novels.
Right. What's the name of the book again? Of the company?
I'm trying to remember. I think there was a Justice League one.
Justice League. I don't know. I'm striking out right now on the list.
Yes.
I'm striking out hard. Striking out hard, Randall. Striking out hard. But let's see here.
DC Ink or DC Zoom?
DC Zoom. I figured it would be on top, but I guess not. They're gold. They have, I guess, three different tiers. Oh no, two different tiers of books, gold and silver. Let's see. I'm just gonna have to take your word for it. It's probably just DC doing their own thing again, huh? It might be on the list, yeah. Or maybe this website's not right. I don't know, who knows? But yeah, so that one is that seems like it's interesting too as well. Is that this one's gonna be targeted more towards kids then?
Yes. Okay. It's you know, like the two imprints are really focused on the youth.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Like, you know, nowadays comics are really kind of written more for, like, they are essentially kind of like written for teens and adults, mostly adults, I think, since like the more majority that collect comic books are adults.
I found it. Dear Justice League. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I got it up right now for everybody to see. And it looks like it's for kids. So the art is definitely designed that way, and
yeah, it's cool. It's great that DC's kind of branching into that market.
Yeah,
you know, because these are like books that, you know, I'm sure if you remember the Scholastic, like remember when you were in school and they had like the Scholastic, and they would show you all the different books that you could order from Scholastic. I think it's kind of like those types of books. It's really geared towards like the kids in school, and they can order those books and get those books. You'll find, because they're more like graphic novels, you'll probably find those books at Target. You'll probably find them at maybe even Walmart, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble. You'll find them generally in the bookstores because they have that a smaller graphic novel size format.
Very cool. Very cool. A last one that I want to talk about, just because it's near and dear to my heart, because, you know, there's been a what, you know, when you're like, you're starving and somebody just throws something in front of you to eat, and but you don't like it, but you don't have no choice. You're just gonna consume it anyway. You're like, oh my God, this is so great. To see that the Titan Comics has the Robotech issue available for free comic book day. And that I've been reading this one personally, this arc, and I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love it because it's going.
We obviously, fan. Was it the anime that basically got you into it?
I mean, from back in the day, definitely. I mean, it's probably one of the more iconic cartoons in my youth, right? Besides Transformers and everybody else, everybody's used to, 80s G.I. Joe, and
Oh, yeah.
the whole gambit of all the cartoons,
Well, I mean, I think what's great about Robotech and Japan's always been great about this. Here in America, and I hate to blame Disney for this, but Disney basically marketed animation for kids. So here in America, we grew up thinking cartoons are for kids, where in Japan, that's not how they see
No,
anime
yeah,
at all.
exactly, yeah.
So when you watch Robotech, you see drama. You see action, they were and still are, I believe, ahead of the game when it comes to animation.
I think the first episode that I ever watched was The Death of Roy Fokker. And I was like, wait a second, that guy died and he ain't coming back. Like he's dead dead.
And you don't see that in American cartoons. You don't see people very rarely. Do you very very rarely do you ever see someone die? I love having this conversation because you have the classic Transformers animated film, and then you have your G.I. Joe animated film, which came out the year after Transformers, and everybody remembers Optimus Prime dying in the film.
That
And
was
so,
I was affected by that. Like I was like, what did I just watch?
yeah, a
Especially
lot of
when Megatron busts in and kills like four guys in the
oh
ship,
yeah,
and I'm like, what just happened? As a kid, I'm like, I'm still trying to process what just happened. That's tough.
Oh, you grow up loving these characters, and never once in the animated series you really watch Autobots die, and then see them die in the movie. And the reason that the producers allowed it was because they're not human beings; they're just robots.
It
It's okay to kill them.
was the 80s, late 80s, right?
But if you watch the G.I. Joe animated movie, you see Serpentor kind of stretching out the snake, throws it, impales.
No, that was supposed to be the death of Duke. Yeah, that was supposed to be his. Yeah, they're gonna
And
retire
the
him.
thing is, I think because of the death of Optimus Prime and so many, people complaining, they kind of like wrote in at the end of the G.I. Joe movie that, like after in the end, when the G.I. Joes win, there's somebody on the radio like, "Hey guys, great news! Duke's gonna pull through." Duke's not dead.
They
Not
cleaned
dead.
that up nicely, huh? With a
Chest.
bow. But yeah, I like Robotech. I like the way they're going with the story. I invite everybody to grab the free comic book day issue. I love the art of Henry Persetta. Persetia, I think is his name. And I'm not crazy about the other artists that they have that usually works on this book. And if you I'll leave you to, if you go to some Robotech forums, you'll find out why. It's Robotech groups on Facebook, they're pretty critical of the other artists. But I guess Henry Persetta does Mighty Morphin Power Rangers for Boom, so he has some chops, so his stuff looks pretty tight.
I'm actually personally not that familiar with his art. I'm actually behind on my Power Rangers reading right now. I do pick up the issues. I love the cover art. And a lot of times, of course, sometimes the interior art doesn't match the cover art. That's comic book 101 for
They have
people.
another artist that usually does the cover or something,
They'll do like this beautiful cover that sucks you in, and then you open it up and you're like, ah, oh, it's not.
That's
I thought it
the
was.
milkshake that brings the boys to the yard. The cover. But yeah, I like to mention this book just because even if you know Robotech, like this whole retelling is completely different. They're shaking it up, they're changing everything up. What you think is going to happen might not usually doesn't happen, and what you expect, they're trying something new, and I appreciate it. So, if you're a Robotech fan, Macross fan. You probably don't like Robotech if you're a Macross fan, but that's another discussion for another time. But, you know, if you like Robotech, take a free issue of Robotech for free comic book day. Yeah. Try it out.
And you said you've been reading up on this, so, like, obviously there's previous issues.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's definitely a backlog of issues already out there. So anybody gets into the free one and they like it, there's a lot of content out there for them to get physically or digitally. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times I always recommend that talk to your local comic book store retailer, or you can go online and look it for yourself if you like. But I'm sure that they have the issues that you've read collected into graphic novels, into volumes, so that way they can kind of read and catch up.
Yes. All right. Randall, I think that's it. I think we wrapped up everything that we want to talk about Free Comic Book Day. I just want to invite anybody who's local in the Tampa Bay area. I will be at Emerald Comics.
Emerald City?
Yeah, Emerald City Comics. I will be there with Albert Dalmas, who does the Alienox comic book. I'm kind of his story editor, so I'll be there supporting him, and he'll be there, you know, selling his book and looking for support for his story. I'll be there, and then after that, I'm going to try and swing to other places. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful store over in St. Pete. I like that.
Yeah, it's a great store. It's a great store. Anything else you guys want to go ahead and plug away Blank Variant Comics for anybody who doesn't understand your online store?
Yes, yes. I am an online comic book store, Blank Variant Comics. I know it's an odd name. Essentially, like, there are comics out there that are referred to as blank variants for people to kind of, like, collect and get sketches drawn on. So that's not going anywhere. So that's why I kind of chose that name. I like to specialize in ordering blank variant comics as well as ordering regular comics. As an online store, I don't have a store where people can go to, but thankfully I'm fortunate enough that at my other job that I work at, which is Empanada World on Henderson Boulevard, they were more than happy to welcome me in and set up free comic books for Free Comic Book Day to participate.
Yeah, very cool. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one thing I can guarantee that
I'm going to go to your thing for Free Comic Book Day. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I'm done over there.
That's awesome. And then you can try the delicious empanadas that we have there. That's the one thing that we have that no other comic book store is going to have.
Food.
Okay? The best empanadas.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're hopping around to the different stores and you're thinking, like, what store do I want to end Free Comic Book Day on? Over at Empanada World. Come on by. Get some delicious empanadas and a couple free comics.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, that's it for our Free Comic Book Day edition of Geek Culture Congress here. If you want to follow me, you can follow me, my social, Nocturnal Life as a DJ, at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. Randall, go ahead and give them everything, all your socials, so they can follow you.
Yes, we are on Facebook. You can find us at Blank Variant Comics on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, which is at Blank Variant Comics. And we are also on Instagram as well.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. We're gonna get you on a regular show soon, Randall. Okay.
Yes, I'm hoping June. I'm gonna be a regular every Tuesday.
All right. I like it. I like it. So we'll talk again soon, then. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.